Western Sierra Now would like to thank its sponsors, Coppertop Barbecue, Northern Inyo Healthcare District, Astorga's Mexican Restaurant, Mara's Mineral Treasures, High Point Solar, Mono Arts Council, Mammoth Hospital, Mammoth Tourism, Black Tie Ski Rental, The Mammoth Brand, Shorty's Speed Shop, Perez Tire, Mammoth Lakes Chamber, and the Sierra Light Gallery.
Hey, welcome back to Eastern Sierra Now. This is Dan Jackson, and let's take a look at our top stories. Mono County Public Health urges residents and visitors to stay cool during California heat wave. Mono County, California, September 6th. A heat wave with dangerously high temperatures is expected to continue to impact California this week. Mono County Public Health urges residents and visitors to take precautions in an effort to help reduce the risk of heat-related health problems. Summer heat waves can be dangerous. A very high body temperature can damage the brain and other vital organs. Some health conditions can make it harder for the body to stay cool in hot weather. These include old age, obesity, fever, dehydration, heart disease, poor circulation, sunburn, drug and alcohol use. When temperatures are very high, make sure to drink plenty of water, reduce outdoor exposure, wear lightweight, loose-fitting clothing, schedule outdoor activities carefully, and cut down on exercise, stay out of the sun, and seek a cooler location if your home does not have air conditioning. The California Department of Public Health tips for preventing heat-related illness can be accessed through the link on EasternSierraNow.com. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention's tips for preventing heat-related illness can be accessed through the link on EasternSierraNow.com or the app. For more information, questions, or concerns, please call Mono County Public Health at 760-920-1830 or follow up with your pediatrician or medical provider. Coming soon, spectacular fall colors and fun fall events. With Labor Day weekend and summer unofficially behind us, we are beyond ready for fall. From mid-September through October, and sometimes into November if we're lucky, a spellbinding contrast of fall colors makes a brilliant backdrop for scenic drives, hikes, fishing, kayaking, cycling, ATVing, horseback riding, festivals and events, and so much more. Plan to spend a few days to see all the autumn hotspots and to fit in other must-sees like Bodie and Mono Lake. Mono County, with its impressive range of elevations, from 5,000 feet to nearly 12,000 feet, typically has the longest fall foliage period of California's 58 counties. But timing is crucial. Start planning now and don't miss the show. Request a free copy of the Eastern Sierra Fall Color Map and Mono County Visitor Guide. Check out the links below or give us a call at 800-845-7922. For those links, check out EasternSierraNow.com or the Eastern Sierra Now app. Looks like some upcoming events are September 9th through the 11th, June Lake Jam Fest, September 10th, Mammoth Grand Fondo, September 10th, Flo's Diner's Annual Car Show, September 10th, Comanche and Chiricahua Apache, A Personal History, Catered Dinner and Presentations, September 11th, Tioga Pass Run, September 13th through the 17th, Eastern Sierra ATV and UTV Jamboree, September 17th, Friends of Bodie Fundraiser Dinner, September 24th, Ridge Rambler Half Marathon, September 25th, Crowley Lake Trail Run, October 1st, June Lake Autumn Beer Festival, October 1st, two-day plein air workshop with Frank Serrano, October 8th, BFEF Fall Trout Tournament, October 14th through the 16th, Leaves in the Loop, October 28th through the 30th, Eastern Sierra History Conference, and October 28th through the 30th, Morrison's Bonus Derby Weekend. Mono County's Board of Supervisors approved almost $30,000 for additional fish stocking this season. Come cast a line before the regular season ends November 15th. Yosemite National Park's peak hour reservation system ends September 30th. That's right, starting October 1st, the reservation is no longer required for entry, making it easier to pop up into Tioga to high county favorites like Tenaya Lake and Olmsted Point. Fire restrictions are still in effect for most of Mono County. And always entertaining is the Mammoth Lakes Police Department's call log for service and arrests from August 29th through September 4th. Now, I'm not going to read through everything here, so just go ahead and go to the app, read through it. There's some good stuff in there. And it looks like there's an update for the BUHS JV football and varsity volleyball schedules. JV football game time on Thursday at Burroughs has been changed to start at 6 p.m. Volleyball, varsity only, is heading to Mammoth Tournament on Friday, with pool play starting at 1. And as we're reaching the memorial of September 11th, the Bishop Fire Department is hosting a 9/11 memorial stair climb. of the 2,977 people who died on September 11th, 343 were firefighters. This year marks the 21st anniversary of the terrorist attacks that forever changed the New York City skyline, and the Bishop Fire Department is inviting the community to join the volunteer firefighters in remembering the men and women who lost their lives that day. Each year we climb to remember and honor those lost that tragic day, said Joe Dell, Bishop Fire Chief. The stairs humble me, and I always ponder how far up I would have made it if I were in that position. The event will begin with on-site registration and check-in from 5 to 6 p.m. Sunday, September 11th, on the bleachers and grandstands of the Mike Booth Memorial Arena at the Tri-County Fairgrounds. A ceremony will take place at 6 p.m., with the climb to follow at 6:30. The firefighters hope to have 343 people participating in the climb. Each participant will be given the name of a fallen FDNY firefighter to carry with them as they ascend and descend the equivalent of 110 flights of stairs, which is around 52 rounds, up and down the grandstands. Water will be provided. New this year, there will be prizes for the top fundraising team and the top fundraising individual. There are also prizes from the National Fallen Firefighter Foundation for individuals who reach various fundraising milestones. The 9/11 stair climb originated in Denver, Colorado, where a group of firefighters climbed the equivalent of 110 stories, the height of the World Trade Center, as a tribute to the fallen FDNY firefighters. The tradition has spread throughout the fire service as participants gathered donations for the National Fallen Firefighters Foundation. Many firefighters chose to do the climb in full turnout gear, as the FDNY firefighters did in the World Trade Center. Bishop is one of only two official NFFF stair climbs in California this year. The link to sign up for the Bishop 9/11 stair climb can be found at easternsierranow.com or at firehero.org under events, 9/11 memorial, stair climbs, events by date. Then scroll down to Bishop, then register or donate online. All proceeds from the event go to the National Fallen Firefighter Foundation, which provides support and services to the families of fallen firefighters nationwide. Registration is $30 per person and includes a commemorative event t-shirt. Additional funds can be raised by both teams and individuals. For more information about the event, visit firehero.org/events. Call the Bishop Fire Department at 760-873-5485 or email kbloomjustice@cityofbishop.com. And that looks like all the news I have for you today. But thank you for joining me and hope you have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.